Last month's explosion at the Chevron oil refinery in Richmond had the East Bay in shock.
I did not hear the sirens until maybe about 7 o'clock, okay? So you need to fix your system so that everybody in Richmond will get it.
One of the questions on people's minds was, how could this happen, and what systems does Chevron have in place to prevent it? A probe into the company's safety practices is underway, and now the San Francisco Chronicle has also discovered a federal criminal investigation into a possible cover-up of excess pollution being produced by the plant that goes back many years. KALW's Ben Trefney called up San Francisco Chronicle reporter Jackson Vanderbecken to talk about the latest developments. Vanderbecken was named Northern California's Journalist of the Year by the Society of Professional Journalists last year for his reporting on the San Bruno pipeline explosion. Here's what he had to say about the Chevron investigation.
They found what was a method by which Chevron could release the gases and toxic material that builds up in the refining process out a pipe and it not be measured by a monitor that's required to track a practice known as flaring, which is they burn off the impurities or the pressure buildup, and they're supposed to keep an eye on that and actually monitor it and sample it. But this particular pipe had been used more than 24 times to go directly to the top of what would otherwise be a flaring tower and bypassing, whether intentionally or not, the monitoring equipment inside the tower.
Well, what would be the advantage for Chevron to go ahead and divert around this monitoring equipment?
Well, the monitoring equipment is supposed to measure any time there's a flare. And any time there's a flare, there's a flare minimization plan in place and has been for a number of years, in which Chevron and other refineries aren't just supposed to routinely flare away these gases that build up in their refining process. They're supposed to only do it in an emergency. So in the 27 or so documented events, they flared without having to make a report or explain why they did it.
So they could, by diverting around the monitoring equipment, by flaring more often, they could conceivably run a dirtier plant.
Well, they would dispute that. They say that the amount of flaring involved here, based on their estimates, was minimal, minuscule, nothing. Which begs the question as to why they did it in the first place.
If you've seen the refinery, you know it's just filled with pipes after pipes after pipes. It's a massive, massive place. And I'm wondering how often and how carefully is it monitored? Because there's a lot to take a look at.
Well, it's a very large place, and there's a lot of things going on there. And in the three inspections that they did that weren't prompted by accidents or complaints, OSHA spent an average of 50 man hours per inspection. And this is thousands of acres, lots of industrial processes. And to go there for 50 hours once every 2 years, they can't turn up the whole place and, turn it over. And it is true that the federal government had lagged as well upon doing these kind of inspections themselves. And after a 2005 accident in Texas involving the BP Texas City refinery, which a number of workers were killed, the federal government was called to account by the same body that's overseeing this probe, the U.S. Chemical Safety Board, for not doing more intensive inspections of oil refineries. As a result, they pledged this national emphasis program, which involved many states doing some of the work, and they themselves having a team that went into refineries. And they looked at over the 120 refineries in the United States. California has 15 refineries, and we totaled the amount of inspection efforts on all of them. They averaged about 50 man hours per inspection across the board for all 15 refineries. Some have never been inspected. They have gone in because of accidents and complaints, but the federal standard, which dates back to the early 1990s, suggests that they should be intensive, high level of enforcement activity. Taking a team is envisioned to take some time in the refinery with experts and protocols and all of that. So, and the Fed's never been able to reach that standard themselves.
Let alone the state.
Let alone California.
So are there changes expected to come in place, and what kind of consequences could Chevron face based upon their potential infractions here in this criminal investigation?
Well, the criminal investigation handled by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, they could literally fine them thousands of dollars, presumptively hundreds of thousands of dollars, because it's a per-day kind of violation situation. In the end, however, most of these agencies are highly limited in how many type of violations they can seek, how much dollar amounts they can impose, and they almost universally claim that they just don't have enough firepower to deter conduct. I mean, for a $29 billion company last year for Chevron, $170,000 fine, you know, even which was the highest that they had paid in a decade, according to our view, is not, in some people's minds, a very significant amount.